guys. My name is Jeff Packard. I've got the pleasure of interviewing Jimmy Dick, the legend in network marketing. He's in our Send Our Cards business, and Jimmy is currently number six in the company, just tearing it apart. Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. First question, Jimmy, I have for you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the profession of network marketing?
Well, Jeff, I've been directly and indirectly involved for, I was just counting that up when you called me and asked me to do this, 44 years. So that tells you I'm an old man. But 44 years, really actively for the past probably 15 or 18 years. But in and out, involved in one way or another, it's been over 40 years.
Wow. So you're pretty much you're a professional. That's an understatement in the business. Can you tell us some of your track record?
Yeah, let's just say I'm a battle-scarred warrior. I've seen about everything, Jeff, that could possibly be looked at, about every possible combination of marketing and compensation plan, about every product that's ever come along. You know, it's just, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It's the greatest industry in the world. And I came into it really early. I was there when Amway and Shaklee stood the test in the courts and legitimized our way of doing business, right on up to what's going on. Watching the networking or direct selling industry, you know, come alive and grow up. So that's just been really a great pleasure. Let me say this, Jeff. I was involved in other businesses, of course, like most people on this call. I worked networking for most of those years on a part-time basis. And I taught at the University of South Carolina for 6 years. I taught in the graduate school and undergraduate school, and I ran a large employee benefits firm, marketing firm. I had a securities license. I was a stockbroker and a principal in a brokerage firm, and ran an office of supervisory jurisdiction in South Carolina out of an Atlanta-based brokerage firm. But all the time I did all these things, Jeff, my real passion has been network marketing. The reason is I know no other industry we can get in that we can impact as many lives in a positive and powerful way as you can by leveraging yourself in a legitimate, really good networking business. The real key is to find the good ones. You know, there's sad to say this, but our industry is growing up, and there's just a lot of junk out there. And you know, new people coming to the table just don't know how to separate the good from the bad. There's some really, really good businesses, real viable opportunities that can change people's lives in a powerful and positive way. And then there's just a lot of garbage and a lot of trash. And regulators and industry insiders such as the Direct Selling Association is beginning to sort that stuff out. And we're still not mature as an industry. It's yet, you know, it's we're growing up.
Huh. So what you like most about the profession, it sounds like you're able to change other people's lives with a decent company if you're involved in one.
Oh, absolutely. I know of nothing else that you can impact as many lives in a positive way. Think of where we are now in our economy, and here we have a company, Send Out Cards, that we can help people really reverse the sliding direction. A lot of people financially are just sliding into a slump hole, and we have a real viable opportunity here with a really unique and powerful product that we can help people reverse that trend. We can help them save their homes or get their kids through school or save that mortgage or maintain their dignity. I mean, people are losing their jobs and being downsized every day, Jeff, and we have a solution for them.
Right. When did you get involved with Send Our Cards, Jimmy, and what initially attracted you to our company?
Well, I at the time that I first saw Send Out Cards was actually Cody Bateman called me. And the founder of the company called me, and he and Dave Smith flew to South Carolina and asked me to look at their compensation plan, their marketing plan. Somebody had given him my name and wanted me to look at that and give him my impressions and suggestions as what he needed to do to move the company forward. And we spent 2 days together. And I basically told Cody that compensation plan was so convoluted and complicated and mathematically incorrect that it was never going to work. He tells the story, and it's true. I told him that dog won't hunt. And I was just very candid and honest with him. And he said, well, I want a company that grows like this company that you used to be involved in, that Jordan and DeMar and I were involved in. And I said, well, then you take that comp plan and custom it to your program. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. That was in 2004, Jeff. And there was probably less than 2,000 people. I know there was. There was less than probably 1,500 people involved in the company at that time.
Wow. I can't believe that. So Cody flew in, kind of asked you as an expert to kind of look, dissect their compensation plan. You kind of changed things around and made it is to what it is today. And would you say we're just getting started in this business?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We're still – I tell people we're like an embryo. We've gotten out of the embryonic stage and we're now fetus in gestation. I don't really believe Send.Cards as a company has been born. When you look at its global reach, the product has universal appeal. It's out there for everybody. We now have the World Wide Web. Technology has made the opportunity for a company like Send.Cards to be born, and this company is just being born. So, yeah, Jeff, it really has not yet been born. It's funny. I was talking to a guy today in Pennsylvania, and his concern is that this company was that it was already saturated. He was too late. He was very disappointed. I talked to you earlier about this, and he said, well, and he put a guy on the phone with me from Maine, of all places. And this guy was telling me, there's some fella up here just totally dominated the market. This thing's already run its course. It's saturated. So I called corporate headquarters to find out how many people there were in Send.Cards in Maine, how many distributors. It was 574 in the entire state of Maine. Hmm. So that I think there's more people than that in Maine. I'm not real sure.
Yeah, there's a few. That's where I'm from originally. So, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we have 20 states. This was as of February 1st. We have 20 states that have over 1,000 independent distributors. And of those 20 states, 8 of them have over 2,000. And of those 8, 4 of them, which is Texas, Arizona, Florida, and California, have 3, one has 3,400, and I think California or Florida, either one's the biggest state. I mean, Jeff, we've just started Send.Cards, and now we've just recently started global expansion. So, you know, I'm so excited about Send.Cards and the potential and where I can see that this company is going, Jeff. It's just like, at 67, and, you know, I had some health issues, a couple of heart attacks and 2 surgeries that I had really made my mind up. I was through. I was taking myself off the street. I was no longer going to work. But I just absolutely could not sit on the sidelines and watch this one. I just had to be involved, kind of like Brett Favre, I guess. I mean, I just couldn't see this game played without being a part of it. It's just so exciting. And though everybody listening, and I say this in all sincerity, we hear the hype, but, Jeff, I've only been involved in 5 companies in those 40 years. I mean, I'm not somebody that just jumped from deal to deal to deal to deal. I've been involved in 5 companies. I was a number one income earner in 3 of those 5 companies. And, 6 companies. 5 of those I've been a top 10 earner. 3 of those 5 I was the number one income earner. So I've not really jumped all over the place. And I can tell you that this company is so unique and so special, and it is truly, in the 40 years and the hundreds of companies I've looked at, this is the greatest home-based business I've seen in 44 years. This is the best one ever. It has the best people. It has the best pay plan. There is nobody comes close to this residual compensation plan, and that's what Opportunity is about, is residual income, not that upfront bonus fast money. And our product is so unique and special that technology is not going to make it obsolete. Of those companies I've been in, technology made obsolete most of the products. And so the opportunity was over. But our product is greeting cards and gifts, and technology won't make people's feelings obsolete. So I tell people it's like speckled puppies and little babies. If you don't like speckled puppies and little babies, don't look at our business. It's about feelings. It's about people's emotions, people's feelings.
Now, Jimmy, you're a professional network marketer, top 10 in our company. Who are you talking to, and what's your approach?
You know, I have that question all the time, and people say, I don't have anybody to talk to, or I don't have many friends. And I tell people that you have to look at humanity the way a hummingbird looks at a flower garden. he don't approach that flower garden with any preconceived notion of which one has nectar. And if he don't get 1,400 flowers with nectar today, he's going to be dead. And that's the way network marketing works, Jeff. And you hear people say, well, recruit up and all that. I don't call anybody. I don't qualify anybody. I just simply go out and with the idea of to get an answer. You know, I don't go approach people. If I were to talk to you, Jeff, I wouldn't be approaching you with the idea that my success is dependent on me getting you to sign up in my business, which is what 99.9% of people in the industry do. My goal is to find out if you're interested, and I always get an answer. So who do I talk to? Anybody I come in contact with. I mean, I don't want to go out there and grab people and throw up all over them, but just in general conversation. Today I have, 7 people that I know of that I've run into. A guy, electrician, that's doing some wiring on the new building I'm building. And I said to him, and this is exactly what I said, would you be open to looking at an opportunity to make a little extra money doing something that's a lot of fun and helping other people do something that's a lot of fun? And he said, well, yeah, I would be. What is it? He said, is this one of those pyramid selling things? I said, yeah, it's a legal one, and it's an extremely unique one. Would you be open to looking at it? He said, yeah, I'd be open to looking at it. So that's kind of what I do, Jeff. Just everybody that you come in contact with, just because they're tall or thin or fat or skinny or ugly or pretty, just don't rule anybody out and don't try to talk anybody in. The key is to just find out who's looking, and you got to go through a lot of people to find one looking.
That's right. That's great, Jimmy. Last question for you, Jimmy, and then I'm going to let you, see if you want to finish up with anything. What are 3 key advantages a send-out cards business has over other home-based businesses?
Well, when you're looking at a home-based business, I've learned over the years that there are 3 criteria that you need to consider. And so for anybody on this call that's listening, here are the 3 things that you want to do, and they have to all come into play. And if one of these is not in play or in place, then it's not a viable opportunity. It's kind of like a 3-legged stool, Jeff. If one leg's short of the others, then you're not going to sit on it very well. So they all have to be there. Number 1 is the people. You want to know who the people are, who's behind the company. You know, find out if this is their 15th MLM program in the last 5 years. You know, they're crashing, burning, and starting over, and just keep recycling people. Find out if there's litigation pending, if these people have been sued for scalping people of the money. In other words, we're in an information age. You can get information. So know who the people are that's behind the company. If they're not people that you are okay about being in business with, you don't need to look at the other two. That's the number 1 thing, people. And the people that we have to work with send out cards have impeccable reputation. These are givers. There's always givers and takers. And Cody Bateman and his family are givers, people of impeccable integrity. You could not go to a higher quality of people. And they're competent people, business successful. So the second thing you want to look at is the compensation plan. The product. You want to look at the product. And the product needs to be something that has mass appeal, Jeff. I mean, it's like, is this something everybody can use, or is it something that's only for a narrow target population? If it's a widget that only 3% of the population use or are interested in, you probably don't have a real opportunity. So you want to look and see if the product is something everybody can use and if it's something that they can use kind of unconsciously and habitually. So you want a broad brush sweep use of the product. And the final thing is the compensation plan. Is the compensation plan designed for real opportunity to exist and for the ordinary person to win over time? That means residual income. There are lots of, I put in quotes, opportunities out there that you can, by flash in the pan, go make $10,000 next month, and then, go make 10 the next month, and then in a few months it's over and it turns over the top and it crashes and burns, and that's like selling real estate. That's lineal income. Opportunity is about leveraged income. So it's about building, work, get paid, work, get paid, and keep working and leverage yourself so that somewhere at some future date, 3 to 5 years out, you have real residual income coming in monthly, and if you get sick, that check still comes in, it has a comma in it. And so is there a real opportunity? Is there real residual income? And those are the 3 things you want to look at. So what makes send-out cards unique? The people are the best I've ever seen. The product, everybody, I mean, tell me somebody who does not like greeting cards and gifts. I mean, everybody loves to get greeting cards. I don't care if you don't like network marketing. You like our product. So our product has appealed to everybody. And on the first brush on the surface, it don't seem to have a lot of sizzle, but it does. Gifts and greeting cards have tremendous power and sizzle. And the compensation plan, well, what can I say about the compensation plan? I've been a part of the evolution of this compensation plan for over 16 years, and I've helped implement it in 4 companies. And each time the evolution of this plan, it gets better. We take away the blocks. This plan is the ultimate residual cash cow. I have never seen a compensation plan that has a residual payout that comes anywhere close to the Send Out Cards payout, Jeff. We have up to 25% paid on all the cards and gifts of all the distributors and all of their customers to unlimited debt, and a 7-level residual payout with 5% on the 7th level that never goes away. And as we leverage and build that, this is a very, very powerful residual comp plan. And, of course, there's people out there say, well, you know, my daddy can beat up your daddy. My pay plan is stronger than your pay plan. But I'm just telling you, 40-plus years, 16 years in the evolution of this pay plan, 5 different companies I've been involved with, 4 I've helped launch and design the pay plan, and this is the big kahuna. I've never seen anything like this. And, yeah, maybe there's companies that have more flash money, you know, more right now money, that immediate gratification. But had you rather get $30,000 in 1 month twice, Jeff, or had you rather 5 years from now be getting $30,000 a month while you, as Jordan Adler says, are sitting on the beach and it comes every month?
That's awesome. I love it.
That's the difference. It's opportunity is all residual. Never forget it. Opportunity is about residual. Don't let the bonus money, which is smoke and mirrors, fool you. Always look for the residual side of the comp plan. If it's not there, there's no real opportunity.
That's great, Jimmy. I really appreciate your time, your expertise in the industry, and just your leadership in Send Out Cards. Is there anything you'd like to end with in conclusion to this interview?
Well, Jeff, I'd just like to say thank you for all that you and your family have done. You know, one of the great things about being in network marketing is you just continually get to meet the greatest people. You know, and if it were not for Send Out Cards, I wouldn't know Jeff, Adam, and Jim Packard. There's, you know, I would not know a lot of the people that I know. And I just want to say to all the people that's listening is it's more than just about the money. There is a real opportunity to make serious money in our industry, particularly with this particular company. But it's about building relationships so that you will one day realize, if you work this long enough, that you could be driving anywhere in the United States of America and maybe in other countries. Right now, Canada and Australia, but right now, let's just say in anywhere in the United States, Jeff, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, your car breaks down, and you have the ability to go to your database and make a phone call and call somebody who will come get you in any state in the union. That's how many relationships you've built.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, and that is just awesome. Way to end the call with that, Jimmy. I appreciate your time. Thanks for being a leader and a friend. And I look forward to seeing you at the top as well.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.